Well, Carrie Lam has banned the wearing of face masks at protests in Hong Kong, reaching for a colonial-era ordinance from the 1920s to try to quell 19 weeks of increasingly violent protests. The territory's chief executive is fresh back from joining Chinese Communist Party anniversary celebrations in Beijing when she announced the move.
The objective of this regulation is to end violence and restore order. And I believe this is now the broad consensus of Hong Kong people. This regulation targets rioters or those resort to violence. That's why the regulation contains defense and exemptions to cater for legitimate needs to wear a mask. We believe that by so doing, we have struck the necessary balance.
Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam. Well, let's go to our reporter, Greg Jennett, who's in Hong Kong. Greg, banning face masks, under what circumstances and for how long?
Well, the finer detail of the specific measure under the emergency ordinances hasn't actually been released in documentary form yet, Linda, and that will be a critical part of it. What sort of warning might police have to give before executing an arrest under these powers? Would they only seek to arrest someone in a riotous assembly? Carrie Lam appeared to indicate that that was the case. In other words, that they're not just going to roam the streets at any hour of the day, picking up anyone whose face happens to be covered. There would clearly be religious and health exemptions, just to name a few. But even allowing for the lack of detail, what we can observe, Linda, is this is enormously provocative. Just as the extradition bill was in the first place, this will be a red rag to the protest movement, which has already taken to the streets in civil defiance, peaceful, I should add, in central Hong Kong, where we are right now.
Yes, I've seen on Twitter some scenes of protesters with masks on gathering in response to this. Does this signal, Greg, that patience has run out, maybe as much Beijing's patience as the Hong Kong administration's?
That would be a really easy interpretation to apply, irresistible, in fact, Linda, because you've already mentioned in your introduction that Carrie Lam returned from Beijing and the 70th anniversary of communist rule celebrations there, where she was sharing the box with President Xi Jinping and other dignitaries. So we'll know for certain that conversations were had there. And when she comes home, she has this executive council meeting and out comes this ordinance, which has been much discussed for weeks now and equally resisted by the Hong Kong government. Yet here we are today approaching the 19th week and it's on. So I don't think those two facts can be separated from one another.
I just want to hear some of the sounds from the streets today because protesters were out before the announcement of the mask ban. Let's have a listen.
Stand in Hong Kong! Fight for freedom! Thing is, Hong Kong has changed! Hong Kong! We are fighting for freedom and survival, okay? And the world should know, if Hong Kong falls, the whole world falls, okay? Because the Chinese Communist Party is the existential risk of humanity, period.
I think it doesn't really make sense because wearing masks by itself is also a personal freedom. So to ban this will just make Hong Kong people even more angry and come out like this.
Some of the sounds from the streets today. Greg Jennett is still with me in Hong Kong. So, Greg, what do you think will happen next in terms of protesters and in terms of any likely challenge to this law?
Well, there could be both. I mean, there'll certainly be acts of defiance come the stroke of midnight, which is when we understand this ordinance comes into effect. Certainly, it does tomorrow. The precise hour, I think we're assuming, is at midnight. So you can be certain that protesters will be on the streets at that time in utter defiance of this ordinance. Then to the legal question, Linda, Carrie Lam went to some lengths to address why she believed this is on firm legal ground that she can enact this. She says because there is a demonstrated track record of violence and so the necessary thresholds are cleared to enable the Executive Council to make this decision or to invoke this ordinance. Now, I think you'll find that she only spelt that out because she anticipates a legal challenge. Impossible to know know how successful that might be, the judiciary is still quite independent here and quite widely respected, Linda. So that would be a 50-50 call at best. But I think you can be certain that civil rights groups will go to the courts for sure.
Okay. Thanks very much for that, Greg. Greg Jennett, the ABC's correspondent on the streets of Hong Kong tonight.